You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the studios of 97.1 The Sports Animal in Tulsa, Oklahoma, welcome to another episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G., thanking you so much for making us a part of your day. Coming up on this episode of Locked On Thunder, we will talk about the solid that Daryl Morey did Sam Presti yesterday as Sam Presti attempts to move Chris Paul to some team other than the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll hear from Daryl Morey, his appearance on the Dan Patrick Show, as well as Sam Presti. We'll also talk about how CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard are the two players we thought Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant were going to be. And Chris Brickley, Carmelo Anthony's trainer, says Melo wants a farewell tour. And I have a suggestion, a better suggestion than most people are coming up with, on where Carmelo Anthony should spend the final few years of his career. My name's Eric G. I'm the co-host of the Pat Jones Show on 97.1 The Sports Animal in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm also the editor-in-chief of Thunder Maven. Follow us at basketballmaven.io/thunder. And this podcast is being brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friends trip. Book your own at Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. That's Hotels.com. Be there, do that, and get rewarded. If you're lucky enough to have a vote for NBA Executive of the Year, the guy at the top of your list has to be Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets. To get Russell Westbrook away from the Oklahoma City Thunder while they were desperate and saddle them with Chris Paul's contract was an absolute stroke of genius. Because I look back on it now, and if I'm Sam Presti, as much as I want to do right by Russell Westbrook, the last thing I want to do is take a 34-year-old Chris Paul and pay him $38 million this year while I'm in the process of trying to move him. And as we found out ever since CP3 got to Oklahoma City and the Thunder have tried to discard him, it's not the easiest of prospects. I mean, the Miami Heat very smartly want to get those draft picks back that they traded to the Los Angeles Clippers. The Thunder are saying no way because they understand those draft picks are better assets than most of the players that they have on this team. And so you're stuck at a stalemate, not only with the Miami Heat, but pretty much with every team in the NBA that you're trying to trade with. So chalk one up for Daryl Morey, because not only did you get younger and probably get the better player right now, but you definitely got rid of a contract that was an albatross around your neck and will be an albatross around any other NBA team's neck for the foreseeable future. That being said, I have to think that Daryl Morey and Sam Presti have a mutual respect for each other and happen to be pretty good friends, because Monday on the Dan Patrick Show, Daryl Morey was on talking up CP3 and doing everything he could to sell him for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's why when you said that he was not tradable, untouchable, Harden and Paul, and I went, the only reason why Paul is untouchable is because of that contract. I think if he had a better contract and you could have moved him, you would have moved him. And I said that when you were done with the interview, and I still feel that way. That contract was tough to move, and you somehow moved it, so I applaud you on that, but I do accept your apology when you said on this show that you were.
I did on this show. I did. I would take all that. I should always say 99.9. Yes. I mean, I just never thought. I never thought Russell Westbrook would become available. In terms of, like, the one thing I would disagree. People talk about, you know, players with unmovable contracts. When you're a top 25 player in the league, which I think Chris Paul is, you can't really overpay them. People sort of miss that. There's maybe more efficient ways to spend money, but the reality is that's only if you can have a baseball roster of, you know, 15 guys who might play and impact the game. And in basketball, it's really your only your first few guys and only 7 or 8 who play at all. So you need your top few to be top in the league. So and Chris Paul is amazing for us and still a very, very good player.
That's Daryl Morey from the Dan Patrick Show. And top 25 player, Chris Paul at 34, a point guard at best, maybe? I mean, could you come up with off the top of your head 25 players in the NBA you think are better than Chris Paul? I think I can. I won't list them all here on this podcast, but I'll go home and I'll start making out my list of whom I think the top 25 players in the NBA are, and I'll see how far I get down the list before I hit Chris Paul. But that is Daryl Morey doing nothing more than telling other NBA GMs, hey, this guy still brings value, and our hands were tied, and because he was one of the top two players on our team, we were forced to pay it. We are forced to pay him this exorbitant amount of money. In fact, I think it's arguable that Chris Paul wasn't one of the top two players on the Houston Rockets. Yes, there is James Harden, but can you make a case for Clint Capella? I feel like I can almost make a case that Eric Gordon was not only better, but more important than Chris Paul was to the Houston Rockets, considering the fact that Chris Paul obviously didn't get along with James Harden, which, oh, by the way, happens to be another reason that the Thunder are having a hard time offloading Chris Paul onto other teams. And I didn't hear the entire interview, but if you were Daryl Morey and you were going to sell Chris Paul to anybody else in the NBA, the biggest thing you need to sell about Chris Paul isn't so much his level of play and isn't so much that that contract is going to drag you down and force you into luxury tax and salary cap situations that you don't want to be in. You need to sell that Chris Paul can actually get along with other players, he can still be coached, and isn't so set in his ways that when asked to do things differently, he will go ahead and do them. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I don't know how Chris Paul is going to play in any locker room, especially here in Oklahoma City, but as a GM, more than his age, more than his contract, more than the constant health issues that you have had with this guy over the last few years, where he cannot seem to be healthy enough to play an entire season, it's, is he a good guy in the locker room? And that's those are the few things I don't hear Daryl Morey being able to sell about Chris Paul, because everybody would call him on his BS. That being said, it's not stopping Sam Presti and the Thunder from trying to find him a new home.
Chris Paul here for a long period of time, till December, end of the season.
Honestly, Dean, I can't give you a forecast on how many years or anything like that, especially after this transition we're going through right now. But I would say that we're excited about having him here. He's excited about the opportunity here. And I think he has an opportunity to really impact the team in a positive way. What happens 2 or 3 years from now, again, I hate to keep coming back to this, but what used to be 5 years in the NBA has become 5 months in the NBA or 2 years in the NBA. I mean, predicting anything beyond 2 hours in the NBA and what it's kind of become and evolved to, I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that I think he's going to have a really good year for us, and I think that he's excited about the opportunity to have an impact on the team.
If you were to stack up a list of questions and a list of priorities for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you were to kind of do a top three list of all the things that are kind of hanging over the Thunder right now, one, I would say, would be Billy Donovan's future and whether or not he's going to continue to be the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if he's not, who is? That would be the number one thing. The next thing that I'm worried about is, who is the next face of the Oklahoma City Thunder? Is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, or is it somebody that's even in the organization? Three, trying to get rid of Chris Paul. And if you wanted to make an argument that getting rid of Chris Paul should be number one and supersede all that, I'd have no problem with that at all. But Sam Presti needs all the help he can get. And while Daryl Morey did his best to put Chris Paul right out there in front of the store for everyone to see with a for sale sign, he didn't ultimately answer the questions that keep plaguing Chris Paul and why you wouldn't want to bring him into the organization, which is how does he get along with other people? What is his health like? And, hey, is this contract going to be worth it? And we can already tell you that the answer to number three is absolutely no. But if the answers to one and two are yes, he can get along with people, and yes, he can stay healthy, it might make somebody worth or it might mean something to somebody to go ahead and take a chance on this guy. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up next, these two guys are who we thought Russ and KD were going to be. I'll explain that coming up in this podcast being brought to you by Untuck It. Look great in a meeting. Look great on a date. Look great anywhere by ordering some shirts from Untuck It. They are made to be untucked. I always say don't be like me. Go into your closet, grab a button up, put it on with a pair of jeans, and then try and look cool because it really doesn't work. A lot of them are a little bit too long, or if they're not too long, they're too short. Untuck It is the perfect length because it's made to be untucked. And right now you can get a discount by using the promo code NBA. Just go to untuckit.com, use the promo code NBA, and get a discount on your first purchase. Thank you for listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Eric G. Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are now the two players we thought both Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were going to be. What do I mean by that? The dynamic duo that started in the same organization, that grew together, that ultimately it meant something to win with that organization. How do I know this? Well, I know this because two things have gone down this summer. One, Damian Lillard signed a four-year extension on a Supermax, a four-year, $196 million extension, and CJ McCollum just inked a three-year extension worth $100 million, which is obviously less than what you were going to pay Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook when KD's contract was coming up in Oklahoma City, but still, I think for both of these guys, and look, CJ McCollum is the perfect age to sign this contract. He's 27 years old. So what CJ McCollum has done has given the Portland Trail Blazers 3 years to put enough people around him and Damian Lillard in order to win a championship. And if I'm not mistaken, I would imagine that fourth year on Dame Lillard's contract is probably a player option. So they're giving you 3 years. It's 3 years to give us the opportunity to win a championship. We're showing you you're committed, or we're committed. Now you have to show us on your end. And had Kevin Durant decided to re-up with the Oklahoma City Thunder, I have no doubt in my mind, based on the moves that Sam Presti made once Kevin Durant left, that Sam Presti was going to do everything in his power to make sure that he and Russell Westbrook had what they thought was enough to win a championship. I honestly believe in my heart that Sam Presti, even when Kevin Durant left and you went out and traded for Paul George and you re-signed Paul George and you went out and signed Patrick Patterson and you signed an Alex Abrines, you were doing it with the best intentions. Unfortunately, it just didn't pay off. And I think we can sit here and debate as much as we want whether or not it would have paid off if Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were playing with the Oklahoma City Thunder at the same time that Sam Presti had made these moves, and would it have been a better team, which I honestly think it would have, because those two guys were cohesive at least to the point that they knew what made each other tick. So there was a familiarity there that if there were any issues, you would just hope that they could get those worked out with the right coaching, with the right people in place, which we can argue about whether or not you had the right coaching and the right people in place around them. But I don't think this was a situation where the whole reason Kevin Durant left or the whole reason Russell Westbrook ended up having to leave is that Sam Presti just didn't try to put the right people around him. And of all the criticisms around them, of all the criticisms that have been hurled Sam Presti's way, that are completely unfair is that the Thunder didn't care and that the Thunder didn't try and win championships. And I know that we've even talked about that on this podcast, but when you are trying to win championships, you're going to do everything in your power to have all the right puzzle pieces around, but sometimes it's just not going to work. And that's what happened to Sam Presti and the Oklahoma City Thunder, starting from about the time that the James Harden trade took place. Look, best intentions, but ultimately not results. And if you're looking for that next small market team that's going to fall apart in a matter of time, it may in fact be the Portland Trailblazers, because one of two things is going to happen. Either CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard are going to play these next 3 years and Portland's not going to win a championship and they're going to go someplace else, or they'll get 2 years into this deal and they'll realize that Utah and the Clippers and the Lakers are too good and that Portland is stuck in the same place that Portland is always stuck, which is, hey, you're about 3-4 in the Western Conference. You're good, but you're not good enough. And then I think Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum could both ask for trades, and Portland would be put in a similar situation as to Oklahoma City. And while it sounds good that these guys are being loyal to the team, loyal to a city, which in a lot of ways is more important than being loyal to the organization, it's being loyal to that fan base. While it all sounds good, the bottom line is that it still puts a lot of pressure on the organization to make sure that not only you're making moves, but making the moves that ultimately pay off. And sometimes the moves that you think are right and the players that you think you can get that will help, as we've seen, don't pay off here in Oklahoma City. And one thing I would say for Sam Presti, look, I'm sure he talked to Paul George. I'm sure he talked to Russell Westbrook about guys they wanted. And I'm sure both of those guys knew what the money situation was, so they knew what was realistic and what was not realistic. But I have to wonder, you know, I think he did talk to him. I know at one point Sam Presti didn't want to put that pressure on players for them to come up with the roster, or put the pressure on the players for them to come up with coaches. But I think when you've extended guys out that far and they're showing you they're committed to you, especially in a small market, the least you can do is take their suggestions. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up next, a suggestion on where Melo should have his farewell tour. It's all right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Don't forget, this podcast brought to you by Grip 6 Belts. There are no holes, there are no flaps, and the belt buckles look absolutely great, and they fit right up next to your waist. That's grip6.com. Use the promo code LOCKE to get a discount on your first purchase. That's /LOCKE. Grip6.com/LOCKE as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Finishing up today on the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Eric G. Charles Brickley is the trainer for one Carmelo Anthony, and he was on The Breakfast Club, which is hosted by Charlemagne the God, which does some, the guy does some excellent radio. I'll admit, this is not an interview that I heard. I only got the gist of the interview out of Pro Basketball Talk, but he says that Carmelo Anthony wants a farewell tour, and that Carmelo Anthony is in good enough shape and he's ready to go play basketball, which I would guess would also mean that if Carmelo Anthony wants to play in the NBA, he's finally accepting of coming off the bench, which he did in Houston, and now I guess he'd be more than willing to do that with the Lakers or somebody else. Wouldn't sacrifice a bench role here in Oklahoma City. Remember that quote? But yeah, I guess he'll do it now. But here's my suggestion for Carmelo Anthony, because I can think that in no way, when he was at Houston, did he ever like coming off the bench, and did he ever consider that to be an ideal situation? And I've said it before on this show, and Jenny Carlson has thrown out this suggestion, but if you're Carmelo Anthony and you want a farewell tour and you want the opportunity to play and show people that you can still ball, then go to China, where you are one of the most popular players on that in that country. Just go. Go to China. Go to Asia. Play for not just 1 year, but play for another couple of years. Play for two or three seasons. Have the adoring fans. Sign some autographs. Get your picture taken. And ultimately, you'd probably go into the Chinese Basketball Hall of Fame. You could have another signature shoe. And I would think that for a guy like Carmelo Anthony, who enjoys being on the court and wants to contribute, would be a lot more satisfying than coming off the bench, chasing the ring, and having that one last go-around in the NBA. Because I think about the new Quentin Tarantino movie as I'm talking about this. And Rick Dalton, the character that Leonardo DiCaprio plays in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. His name is Rick Dalton's character's name. He's an aging star. He's an aging actor. Had his own TV series back in the 50s. It's now the late 60s. And the parts that he's getting in American television is the bad guy. You're getting these one-off roles as the bad guy. You get your butt kicked every time that you're on screen. And it's always the younger guy beating you up, because now they're the established star by the network. Well, his remedy for that, by way of Al Pacino, whose character in that movie is great as well, suggests that, hey, man, go to Italy. Star in spaghetti westerns. You can be the hero again. You can make some really good money doing this. No, it's not American television. It's not necessarily the movie roles you want. But it's a lot better than being thought of as the bad guy and as the has-been. This is your opportunity to show that you can still act. Turns out great for the guy. Goes over to Italy for 6 months, makes a few movies, makes a lot of money, gets himself an Italian wife. And I don't know what Carmelo's marital status is. I've heard that is up in the air from certain people. You would have to actually tell me what that is. But if I'm Carmelo Anthony, that is what I do. I go to China. I have my one last go around. Show everyone I can still play and call it good. It's got to be better than coming off the bench, playing a few minutes, and essentially being the guy that other people had to help get a ring. That would drive me nuts, because for Carmelo Anthony, it's not just about winning. It is about contributing and winning, because the guy has been a superstar in this league. And look, I like him so much that I wish him absolutely nothing but the best. But Carmelo, if you're listening to Locked On Thunder, take my suggestion. You may hate it, but I'm telling you, there are worse things in the world than going to China and playing basketball for a few years. This wraps up Locked On Thunder. I'm Eric G. We are done for at least today. We'll be back tomorrow. And until then, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody. Peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.